Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, let me give you the good news, and then I'll give you the bad news,
right,
and then we'll move on. The tote board has been updated, and the update now is 2,405,685. The bad news is it's not complete yet. I know it's not complete because because I've been passing checks along down the road.
Well, they just updated it, so you're saying they're lazy? Are you calling them lazy out there?
Yes.
I actually updated it myself, and I had $9 million.
You had $9 million?
Yeah. Well,
Christian walked out there, grabbed the six, flipped it over, and put it over the two.
Yeah, your math is not real good.
Cell math.
It's not a strong suit.
No, it wasn't very good.
I guess that's a goal, though, right? That should be a realistic goal.
Matter of fact, you ready for this? Brad Stevens dropped off a $25,000 check from the Shamrock Foundation.
Wow.
So the Celtics really came in big, like $100,000. Unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing.
So I know that number is not complete, but it's still a pretty good number.
Yeah.
But the number is going to be
higher. Oh, we got to get that number a lot higher.
It's going to be a lot higher. I can tell you.
We got to try to get a four in front of that thing.
Let me introduce you to Connor Canavan. Did I pronounce that correctly? And parents, Michelle and John, this poor little bugger, 2 years of age, has been through an awful lot. So maybe you can start, Michelle, and you can tell us what happened with Connor. Now, I understand he seemed like he was tired, irritable, which is like normal for a young kid, right?
Yep. Yeah, about 2 weeks before his diagnosis, he started teething. So he had two teeth coming in. He was a little irritable, but we really kind of didn't think much of it, thought it was teething. And it wasn't until he started randomly throwing up, very forceful vomiting once or twice a day, and probably within 5 or 6 days, really regressed quickly. So by the time we took him to the emergency room, within 24 hours, he was diagnosed and being rushed to Children's.
Yeah, put those headphones on. You want your own headphones, Connor? Get your own headphones. We get your own headphones. You want your own? There you go.
Ah, there he is.
So where did you go from there, John? What happened then?
So from there, we just basically we talked to the doctors at Boston Children's, and they decided to do surgery. So 2 days later, went into a 10-hour surgery, and they were only able to get about maybe 15% of the tumor in his brain because it was huge.
And that is a major scar he's got down the entire left side of his head.
Yeah. And so from there, we're thinking, okay, we're going to do chemo from there, maybe get a little smaller, and do another surgery from there. And then all of a sudden, a week later, he got even worse. And we was like, okay, we need to go in for another surgery. We're like, okay, how's it going to happen? He just had a 10-hour one. What's going to happen? And thankfully, luckily, they were able to get the whole thing out.
Really?
It was
the whole thing.
The whole thing.
So the first time only 15%, and the second time?
The whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what did they tell you when you went in for the second surgery? You know that they only got 15% the first time. What were the expectations?
So they tried something the second time around. With
he's throwing stuff
around. He doesn't like that water.
Hey, you want to throw something? Hit him. That big fellow over there in the blue shirt. Go throw it at him.
They tried something the second time around where they cut off supply to blood vessels in the brain. The main issue they had the first time was with bleeding. So that's why they were only able to get such a small amount, because he was bleeding too much. So by cutting off some of the blood supply to certain parts of the brain, they were able to get at the tumor a lot better and were able to resect the whole thing. So at that point, we were ecstatic. They had told us initially his diagnosis is a benign tumor. So the expectation was if you got the whole thing, we would be in the clear. And then unfortunately, on his 9-month scan post resection, it had grown back and spread to his spine as well. So that's how we got more involved with Dana-Farber than we had originally.
Yeah, and he seems like the perfect candidate for Dana-Farber, just in all the different things that they have to offer there, from activities to support system. Can you guys just talk about that and how important that is for you guys every time you go there?
Yeah, it really is. We he just loves being at, we were inpatient quite a bit with his type of treatment. He had to be at Children's, but we would always go for transfusions and things while we were off, out of treatment at home at the Jimmy Fund. And just the child life specialist, music therapist, the clowns, it was pretty much every day. There was some type of activity to try to keep him entertained. As many people who have young kids know, it's hard to keep an active two-year-old contained in one area. So there, it's just been huge for him. And then luckily we don't have to deal with him emotionally understanding what's going on. He just, this has been his life, and he lives his life and enjoys each day. And but for us, I think it's been a huge emotional challenge as well. And they do so much for the parents to make sure that we're getting the support we need as well to support our children and ourselves in this long journey.
Yeah, I saw, Michelle, that you actually attended a Red Sox game. They put those things together, too, for other mothers in similar situations.
It was awesome, because I think that was one thing. With his being brain, we were on a different floor in Children's Hospital than the majority of the oncology. So I hadn't really met many other parents and families. And Mother's Day, it was the Sunday after Mother's Day, they took all the transplant moms. So he had 3 stem cell transplants. So a bunch of other moms that also had children going through stem cell transplants came to a game in a box, and it was awesome. It was really nice to connect with other moms, get out of the hospital, and have a day kind of for ourselves. And
so how is he now? I mean, you just look at him now. He looks incredible.
Rambunctious.
He's very rambunctious. He's being a terrible two, which we're happy about. We're 8 weeks post his last transplant, and so it's kind of the first break he's had from treatment since last September. We have a very big MRI next week to kind of tell if the tumors have been staying stable in this time of not doing treatment, or if they're growing. So he's looking amazing. And I think as parents, we're a little reluctant to be, we want to enjoy how great he's doing. But as with kind of when he relapsed last year, he was showing no signs of relapse.
When is that again?
Next week.
And so what is the next week for you guys? Like, I can't, you know, I mean, what?
The anticipation's got to be.
The anticipation is, it's awful for us basically, but things like this and just like getting away for a weekend, it's like trying to take our mind off it. Obviously, it's always in the back of our mind. We're not going to forget about what's going on and like his journey that he's going through, and there's always going to be like, his journey is going to last forever. I'm going to be scared out of my mind for the rest of his life because of how south things went quickly. But because of days like this where he's doing great and he's got to meet the Red Sox players and we get to go to the Red Sox game, it's just things kind of take our mind off of it.
Yeah.
And just able to enjoy this crazy guy over here.
Yeah, I think just how well he is doing, it's amazing that he's the one going through it all, yet he's the one that's had the most positive, fun attitude through all of it. And it's easy to get bogged down with the future, and each appointment it's hard. We get hard news about what the future looks like, and but then we look at him and he's waving to the doctors and saying hello and counting and spelling his name and doing all this stuff, and it's kind of like, it's every day is a roller coaster of embracing the current moment and then being terrified for the future. But we're trying to do more of.
Well, yours is a very complicated situation, obviously, with young Connor, and you're in the right place. You're in a place where they find miracles over there. Yes. You know, new technology every single day. And hopefully that MRI shows that it's all stable again next week for you. And we wish you the best. We really do.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for coming down here and sharing your story. And enjoy the day.